Welcome
to the Hip Hop's Finest Hour on the radio. Today I got guest appearance by Sandra Bullock. And then I'm going to be getting to that shortly. But make sure to go on outthegutter.com to on the homepage there to purchase my greatest hits. I'm the greatest hits ever be made. They'll never be made again. Definitely don't want to sleep on that. And then also make sure to hire me on Cameo. You know, if you're trying to hire me to sing, trying to have me sing happy birthday or send a shout out or something, you could hire me on Cameo.com. And then also, if you also make sure to buy Glory to God, it's on outthegutter.com as well. And then also on outthegutter.com, you can also get all my limited edition shoes, glasses, everything on there. I even have my signed microphones on there. And, a lot of other signed memorabilia. Don't want to miss it. So make sure to get it there. Now I'm going to get to Sandra Bullock.
Tell me about this story.
I got the script. It was a beautiful script. I mean, you sometimes read a script and you can see the whole thing play out. It was beautifully written, every beat, every moment. But the character of Leanne was a bit much. I didn't buy it. I said, I don't know how to play this. I don't know how to find the person in there. And I didn't buy that she was real. I thought it was sort of a writer taking liberties on a character. And our director, John Lee Hancock, just could not describe her. I kept saying, what is it that she's about?
This is before you took the part.
Before I took the part. Because I just wanted to know, why do you think I can play this woman? I don't see, you know. He couldn't describe her. And so finally, you know, 8-9 months later, he said, why don't you just go to Memphis and meet her? And so there was a time I was in Austin. I said, why don't I just go down to Memphis and meet this woman and we'll sort of call it a day. And I met her, and just 8 hours later, I was thoroughly exhausted. I can't describe her. I can't, because it's an energy and it's a drive she has that you either get behind her and get caught in the draft, or you get out of her way, because she doesn't care who she hurts along the way as long as she gets done what she needs to get done. And so I didn't say yes after that, but I think weeks later I saw a crack in her veneer, which said I understand why she's that way based on her upbringing and things that she'd experienced.
But I also said, once you were there, once you started filming, you said to...
It was the worst.
This is a mistake. I shouldn't be here. Why am I here? I don't get this.
It was horrible. It was actually a tiny piece of the scene left in the movie, but it was literally maybe two lines that I had with one of the guys that was one of the gang members, and I could not figure it out. Couldn't gel. Nothing clicked. It was hot. I was not good. John couldn't help me, and it was literally a scene that should have taken maybe 30 minutes to shoot. Went on to like 3 hours, and I literally got in the car and I said, I've made a huge mistake. And I don't know how I'm going to get through the next 3 months, and we're all going to be miserable. Bad, dumb hatches. But
then what happened?
I don't know. I think week two happened, and there were some scenes that actually had flow of dialogue and energy, and the kids came. The kids got there, Lily Collins and Jay Head and Quentin Aaron. And once we were in the family unit, the rhythm made sense. And I think just wearing Leanne for a while and having worked with her rhythm and her cadence, it just... I don't know what happened, but I think once the kids got there, something connected with the banter back and forth, and I found the rhythm there, and it made sense to me. But that first week was not a good time for me.
Did the director say to you, this is why you write for this, this is what makes you the perfect person to play Leanne?
No, he didn't. Well, I kept saying it. He was so calm about it, and I thought there was something wrong with him. And, you know, when someone has such ease about what they do, you always question it. We're okay with drama and someone struggling, but... I couldn't understand why he was so calm, but now looking back, he spent 2 years with this family. And, you know, later on I looked at it, I go, well, maybe Leanne and I have more in common than I thought. I thought myself to be gentler, and apparently I'm not. But
you mean people who rush forward to say to you, you're
like,
exactly like...
That is you. No, yeah. My sister said that. Yeah, she said, you might want to look at this.
So tell me who she is, Leanne.
Leanne Toohey. If I could tell you who Leanne was...
this would have been a lot easier.
This would have been, yeah. She's what could be a stereotype of... the woman that we imagine coming from Ole Miss, from the South,
right.
Well-bred, beautiful, cheerleader, very Christian, very, very much on the right path, and there's nothing in her brain that I believe makes her feel like it's not entitled to her, whatever she says for it. Not in a bad way, but in a very clear way.
I should have this,
and
therefore
just,
I will get this.
And I've seen it at work, and I don't know how a person is made like that, but I always feel that someone who has that much together in their life at that age had speed bumps along the way, and I need to find the speed bumps in order to figure out who she is, or I'm not buying her.
So how did you figure it out?
I asked some personal questions.
Did you really?
I did.
Like what?
I wanted to know, it's...
Why are you the way you are?
Why are you this way, Leanne? What's wrong with you, as people often say to me.
Yeah, exactly. So there was an identity right there.
Because I see the sort of the whole born-again Christian world. I saw it as very hypocritical. I had a lot of issues with it because I went to school in the Bible Belt, and I saw a lot of hypocrisy that went along with it. And so, I love the aspect of the film that doubted their intentions, going, did you take this child into your home in order to breed him to immerse him in this world of football for your alma mater?
Yeah, were you thinking about Ole Miss, or were you thinking about the welfare of
this young man? I love that aspect, and I wanted that to be bigger because everyone else was thinking it. Because
exactly.
We tend to think the worst of a good deed more than we do, this is a kind, loving gesture.
So what was the answer to that question?
She would do this at any time. I mean, once you got to know Leanne, she takes over people's children. She takes over your life. She's a collector of people who need things done, and she does it with such love. And I think having been raised in a place that wasn't open-minded, I mean, completely the other direction, she could have gone in that direction. Yet she was placed on this planet to break the stereotype that you think she is. And I don't know how else to... I know I stammer a lot, but she's a dichotomy of so many things, but she needs to be all those things to do what she does, and she does it with such love, and you see that family and those three kids together. I go, I don't know which kid wasn't here before because of the connection and love that they have and the protection that they have for each other.
Tell me who the character is in Michael Lewis's book.
It's Michael Orr. It is this. I don't want to say child... This human being, this young human being who conceivably should have landed hardened, shut off, angry, had every right to be, was not taken care of the way he needed to be taken care of, yet there was a light inside of him that allowed him to want the best for himself. And the fact that he got as far as he did before the Toohey stepped in says right. that's a human being that he was going to get somewhere in life and find what was best for him, but in stepped this woman who saw a child on the street and said, it's cold, get in my car, I'll let you sleep here and we'll figure out what to do with you later. And that's exactly what she did. I mean, it could have been a green child, a Chinese child, it didn't matter to Leanne. There was a child on the street in shorts and T-shirt in the freezing weather. And Michael Orr is the one that is the extraordinary story in this.
All right, roll tape. This is a scene in which Leanne talks to her Memphis friends about Michael. Here it is.
Hey, does Michael get the family discount at Taco Bell? Because if he does, Sean's going to lose a few stores.
He's a good kid.
Well, I'd say you make it official and just adopt him.
He's going to be 18 in a few months. Doesn't really make much sense to legally adopt.
Leanne, what, is this some sort of white guilt thing?
What will your daddy say?
Before or after he turns over in his grave? Daddy's been gone 5 years, Elaine. Make matters worse, you were at the funeral. Remember? You wore Chanel in that awful black hat. Look, here's the deal. I don't need y'all to approve my choices, all right? But I do ask that you respect them. You have no idea what this boy's been through, and if this is going to become some running diatribe, I can find an overpriced salad a lot closer to home.
Leanne, I'm so sorry. We didn't intend to...
No, we didn't, really.
I think what you're doing is so great. To open up your home to him, and... Honey, you're changing that boy's life.
No. He's changing mine.
How does he change her?
She thought she was doing something, doing a good deed, when in fact she had no idea that there was a piece missing in their family and in their life. And he stepped in and made them be a better family. You know, they were a great family, but I think they were a great family, and they go in different directions. And this young man stepped into their lives, and it made them want to stay home and be with each other and take the time. And, you know, it, like most things in life, you know, you think you're doing the best thing, and I'm here to save and I'm here to fix. And something comes out of left field, no pun intended, and completely breaks you open in a way that I don't think they expected. You know, she's a tough nut to crack, and you want to see tears in a woman's eyes. You have her watch her kids, and he was so present and open, and that's what I think sort of made them all stop and realize this child means more to us than just us helping someone out. We need him.
What do you think makes it such a successful film?
We had no explosions.
Right.
No sexy scenes.
No chases.
No chases.
That's right.
No CGI.
No CGI. No forensics.
Nothing. No yeah. Cop chases.
No.
You know,
no CIA, nothing.
No NCIS, CIA, no. PDQ, I don't know that. I always have to go back to our director, John Lee Hancock,
really?
Who said, this is a story about a mother and son. This is a story about a mother and a son. And, you know, I think in a world where... you know, we consider ourselves very open-minded until we're presented with a situation that doesn't fit into what our life is supposed to be like. And then you find a lot of open-minded people quickly shut down and their minds aren't as open. But I think when you see love happening and you see it in a light that it's bigger than you and it's about something good and it has trials and tribulations, we all need that in movie making. You can't make something sticky sweet from beginning to end. I think when something's really out of love and it just gets back to the basics of good storytelling, I don't think you can go wrong.
Well, some people make an argument it touches all the bases.
You know? And I'm sure it does.
You know, you've got the Christian community, mm-hmm. you've got the football community.
Mm-hmm.
But the question also is, did you know
that...
You know the question,
yeah.
Don't you?
No.
Did you know this was an Oscar?
No. Then I would have said yes right from the beginning. I need my Oscar. I shall take this part.
Well, now, do you need your Oscar?
No.
Yes, you
I
do.
Thought in Speed 2, I had it clinched. I had
you?
It in the bag.
How about Crash?
Crash. Who, again, Crash, a week before I signed on that film, it wasn't getting made.
Yeah.
You know, I just read it and I said, I want to be a part of this story. And I think it was made for $6 million. All of us just sat in our little honey wagons and wanted to make this great story. I thought people chose things according to the Oscar path. I did. So I thought the whole road there was completely different. So me saying no, obviously I had no idea how special it would be for me. But I also don't pick things. I mean, I've said no to films that you've seen actresses go on and do very well with awards-wise, but I'm...
You say no because it doesn't feel right for you?
It just doesn't feel right at the time. And then years later I go, well, now I might be able to do this, but at the time it just didn't.
You think there's something to this idea that when you stop reaching for it, then it'll not happen?
I wasn't really reaching for it. I'm still baffled by the events that sort of have transpired in the last 2 months.
The huge success of the film
and being nominated
now being a front runner and all of that.
Yeah, the whole front runner, it's so funny. You know, I just go, if Meryl was in here or Gabby, they'd be a front runner too. It's like, it's an interesting machine.
You don't have to worry about this. You're only up against Meryl Streep. I mean, what the hell?
But also up against Gabby. Have you seen Precious? Like,
yes,
or
I have.
All
yes.
The girls, you know.
Exactly.
All the women.
They're terrific performances. This could be a... Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. We're all there to enjoy this moment together, and I'm happy truly to be there, and, you know, I've never been nominated.
Take a look at this.
Give me a minute, Bert.
We're in the middle of practice, Leanne.
You can thank me later. Come. Michael, do you remember when we first met and we went to that horrible part of town to buy you those dreadful clothes? And I was a little bit scared and you told me not to worry about it because you had my back. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys, okay? Listen. Tony here is your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me, how you have my back, how you have his, okay? All right, Tony, go back. All right. Oompa Loompa here is your tailback. When you look at him, you think of SJ and how you've never let anyone or anything hurt him. You understand me? All right, go back. Got it?
What about Collins and Mr. Tui?
Fine, they can be on the team too. Are you going to protect the family, Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
Good boy. And go have some fun.
Tell me about that particular scene from an acting standpoint.
From an acting, given that I knew absolutely nothing about football.
Really?
I
live in Austin, Texas.
I know. See, you pass judgment.
Your husband,
I know,
by the way.
Who was a ball player,
yeah,
and I was a cheerleader.
Exactly.
No.
What goes on here?
I don't know. Craziness.
That probably too.
But having not known what I know now, and then coming to it this way to understand and love the sport has been the greatest experience, I think, of this whole process in an odd way. To learn what an athlete and what a player has, because I love athletics. I'd always secretly wanted to be some kind of athlete on some kind of professional level. Never did it.
On a professional level?
Yeah, I've always loved. I don't know.
Skiing or tennis
Something. I mean, I was, dancer, gymnast. I did everything. Yeah. So I love what people can do with their body, and I enjoy that in physical comedy, to see what you can do with your body in order to get a reaction. I identified that with the players, and their stamina and their agility, and so many of them coming from tricky and hard places to form this group with this one man shepherding this entire team of young men. It was beautiful. So to learn how to speak the language and learn what I was saying was fun.
So that's part of the challenge. What else about this scene? Because the way she walked in there.
Yeah, the high heels in the moist mud.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
And then the expression
on her face for that after she's sort of done her...
Oh, Leanne, when she talks to you, has this thing where she's just like, I'm not that she's looking down at you, but she knows, and she's letting you know that she's one above you, and if you want to question her, you go right ahead.
I'm the captain of this ship.
Yes, and she does have a head where she's always picking up her head when she's making a point.
And you pick that up
too.
And put it in in the portrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves it.
She
loves it.
Does she?
I don't know. All I know is you told me I had to get her here at this table.
You
That's
do.
What
you, I loved
the whole family,
her.
Maybe.
I loved them, and I still love them. And I just didn't want her to be offended by the portrayal. I wanted her to know that, but here's the thing. She knows the difference between real life and movie making, and she got that completely. I thought she'd be in there messing around and telling us how to do things. No. She would show up at night with some of her lady friends, on the way to dinner and say hi, and the entire set would stop and crowd around Leanne. But she knew the difference between...
Now, did you talk to Michael Lewis about this?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't talk to him.
He's a very funny guy.
He's a great
and brilliant
guy. And again, very much like John Lee Hancock, understated and quiet.
Yeah.
They aren't people who toot their own horns.
Right.
And he wrote the foundation that was the catalyst for all of this, between those two men, I learned so much about, I want to say being a guy, but I'm sure there's female football players, but the love of sport, the love of coach, the family aspect of everything I came to it completely new and fresh, and I think that's why, to your question earlier, that's why the film did so well, because it's an aspect of how to be a family. In a time when we're not doing so well sometimes on being a family. And I see that in football, how they pull together. We saw it at Super Bowl. It's about being a community. There's so many different aspects of being a family that I don't think we've shown that enough on in what we do in our business. We're so quick to show an explosion or someone getting killed, but it's nice to show something that works.
What you were infusing in him was a sense he had a protective gene.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're translating the real life idea.
Yeah.
Of you're going to protect the running backs.
Yeah.
And think of it as if you're protecting the
family,
because I know you want to protect the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And that Leanne's got that eye.
Yeah.
And
she acknowledged finally that what she really cared about was getting him to Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
In her game plan.
Yeah, she realized maybe unconsciously it was, but the whole family. She wants all the kids to go to Ole Miss. All her children, she wants to, because that's the family tradition. And that was, it wasn't to go to Ole Miss to get a scholarship, to get money, to be, you know, no one knows if you're going to get drafted, traded, or, no, it's drafted. That's where I made the mistake before. I was like, I should trade, and they went, no, he was drafted.
Well, you know, Archie Manning went to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And so did Eli.
And
but Peyton went to Tennessee.
See what happens?
Didn't go to Ole
Miss. But, you know, it was the fine line, and I like that in the script. Is it the fine line for selfish reasons and for the school, or was it because it was the family thing to do? You know, my parents wanted me to do certain things that they did because that's what the family did.
Like opera?
God, no. Have you heard me sing? They knew not to send me in that direction.
They weren't thinking.
But
that.
They wanted me to go. You know, my dad went to Juilliard. He wanted me to go to Juilliard or School of the Arts, and I said, you know what? That's not for me. I need to grow up first. I don't have the strength that you did in your craft at your age right now, and I would never survive. I don't have what it takes, and I knew that about myself. And
are you a workaholic?
I used to be.
So what happened?
I found such happiness artistically and personally in doing what I wasn't doing, which I wasn't on a set. I wasn't trying to control what you simply can't control. I wasn't
but
doing.
But it's you're a little bit like Lou, and you want to control.
Absolutely, we all do. I want to make sure that I have every experience or every opportunity, and I just was going about it by choosing the wrong projects at times, and they were more for someone else's benefit than they were for mine. And
you weren't choosing well, or?
Well, I was choosing. You know, when I think if you do something that made some money at some point, everyone wants you to stay on that wheel.
This is a romantic comedy.
Yeah, and they weren't funny anymore, and they weren't good, and they weren't.
Which one told you that this is the time to quit?
Well,
which
there
one?
Was the bus movie, and then there was the boat movie. That was sort of the beginning of the end, and
it just said.
The doubt was that I didn't understand why I'd made that decision when everything inside of me said don't do it, but other people seemed to know better. And I think when you're an actor and you're just thankful to work, you're more apt to say, you know, if it's an opportunity, I'm not going to turn my back on it. Speed 1 was very, very good to me.
Right.
But Speed 2 helped me get a little film made called Hope Floats, which I loved. So it's, you know,
Can you find a balance between all that?
Sometimes. Hmm. Sometimes. But I couldn't. I couldn't anymore.
So you quit for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did what?
I produced a George Lopez show, so
That's
we were
right.
doing that. I was
remodeling homes.
Restoring,
grandeur. Old,
yes, they did, and just finding what it was, and peeling away the layers, and then
and
finding.
And you like
what,
that?
I love it.
Still do it
all the time. That's what I wake up thinking about. That's what I. It's the frustrated architect, or I don't know what it is, but it's a passion in me that I just. I feel sometimes I'm in the entertainment business. To fund that habit. But it's my sculpting. I'm not a sculptor.
Yeah.
I'm not a painter. But this is sort of where I can put my hands on something.
And so what do you do after you restore them?
Find a use for it. You know, I can't let them go, but we put a bakery in one, a restaurant in another, lease them out to people who can enjoy them the way they are now and not destroy their integrity. And it's just, it's a luxury that I've been afforded with this wonderful business, but the business was no longer... I wasn't being good to it, and it wasn't being good to me.
But now it is.
Yeah. Then one day I was restoring a place here in the city that took me 4 years, and I got a script called Crash.
Yeah.
And I said I wanted to do different work. I didn't need money. I was willing to audition. I said I don't need to prove anything other than to the directors. I want to work with great directors.
When you look at Meryl's career.
Mm-hmm. You mean Ms. Meryl Streep?
Ms. Meryl Streep. Yes, I do. What do you learn from it? I mean, what do you see there?
The extraordinary actor who could do something like Sophie's Choice and completely disappear is the same actor that says, I'd like to do something like The River Wild, and does it brilliantly. When people go, Meryl Streep can't do an action film, guess what? Meryl Streep can do anything she wants to do. That even in her brilliance, she has to fight to get out of a box that I think people place her in. It's the classics box. And she did it.
The Yale educated all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
You know, she belongs on the stage.
Broadway.
She belongs, you know, it's classical pieces on film. And she broke through that and made everything available to her by fighting for it. And here she is, years later, her career thriving even more than ever. But she's a good woman. She's a broad. You
and
can
a
sit
very
down.
Funny one, too.
Oh, my God. And that's the thing that I don't think people realize.
And so, therefore, my last question, have you come to something like that yourself in terms of where you are and the capacity you think to do?
Well, I think in a smaller sense, I have. I think Meryl knew earlier on, and I could be wrong, how to say no and to be selective. She was also...
More secure?
Was she what?
More secure?
Could have been. Yeah. Could have been. Very, very... I mean, she seemed that way. You never know. But
right.
I think, when she started working, the material was also so much more rich and abundant than I stepped in. And it was sort of action film time. And women were sort of arm pieces and the sidekick or the girlfriend. So I didn't, I was lucky enough to step into a business in a genre that was pretty limiting, and you sort of had to carve out your own personality.
Right. Has that changed now, though? I mean, do you look forward to the future in which you'll see lots of roles that...
I'm seeing it now. I've seen it in the past 5 years for myself, but you have to stop the flow. You have to stop... I think what becomes easy and what becomes comfortable, and you have to be willing to give up all the amenities that come with it, because it does sort of, it paralyzes you. And if you're not scared when you're stepping into something, at least for me, you're not doing the right thing. I think if you go into something with ease and go, oh, this is a piece of cake for me, I'm going to do look number 7 in this, you've lost
shouldn't
it.
Shouldn't be doing
you
it.
You lost it.
Because you're walking
for me,
it.
I need something to paralyze me in order to break through and sort of sit down and hunker down and find the tools.
It's great to see you.
Nice to be here.
Back to the music.
I'm the gunner, nigga. I'm the gunner, motherfucker. I'm the gunner, nigga. I'm the gunner, motherfucker. I'm the gunner, nigga. I'm the gunner, motherfucker. I'm the gunner, nigga. I'm the gunner, motherfucker.
I'm straight out the gunner, motherfucker. As I come down, I'm penitentiary bound, cause I spray them down with the quickness. Niggas can't get with this, rolling with the thickness, full of that sickness. Bang, 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 ain't no break to let my jewel tank pump. Blazing up the skunk, dynamite in my fucking trunk. For the niggas that's running up, I'm blowing up. I'm always in some shit, so I can't stop loading up. Shit's getting crazy, stay strapped daily, though. We play to win, so my crew say, fuck a hoe. Into our death, it's everybody for their damn self. Ain't no pity in the city, so people kill themselves. Like busters trying to hang and bang, but you can't bang.
Fuck what you claim.
Only dead remains. Just call me bitch like that evil motherfucker. There's only one way to come, and that's straight out the gun.
Brother got it back, cause my color and the fact pisses me, because I'm black, police bit me. It's funky living in a land of the law. Can't trust my own homie, cause they might wipe me off. Niggas getting smoke from the body, yo, daily. The gutter's crazy, bullets killing innocent babies. Everybody mind, feel what I hate. Ain't nobody put no food on my plate, that's why I stick a prank. I got that, I don't give a fuck that I do, nigga. So don't be snoring, niggas get smoked, not knowing. I'm blowing brains out the watch. Don't sleep, cause I creep, pump, bust, I'll snatch your ass. And have your whole family dressed in a black sucker. Cause I'm a thug, motherfucker, that's straight out the gut.
Cause I float like a boat in motion.
Thug life,
much respect and of my devotion.
Show you why
we out the gutter, baby. Straight about the pit boy. Thugs and gangsters and some is just D-boy. Bitches took me D-boy, so watch it. I clock to myself. And some niggas ain't shit, so my clock to my belt. Now I can talk about the devils, but that's another story. Gotta get the thugs straight before it's too late. Because when you in your crib, go chillin' on your phone. Take a for your thug, try to break it to your home.
I'm the gutter.
Heat ain't nothing sweet about the gutter streets. Niggas getting crossed up on the down low.
Yo, this is James. I now told me the heavyweight champion of the world, I personally certify this as a street banger. Coming to live. Here, hypnotic.
Let's get it.
Lights out. I'll put your foot.
Kobe, rest in peace, Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Kobe. They've been acting like they all know me. All my haters are trying to slow me. But I'm topping like I'm Obi. Swishing like a Obi. There ain't nothing y'all can show me. If this is my last game, I'm dropping 60. I'm a OG. Dropping 81, ripping Raptors. In 06, I'm a part owner, but swear, I've been a fan since. There's certain people you just can't diss. I stay hot, steady, tuition, I can't miss. Ballin' like I'm Kobe, I dropped 30 for a ring. I'm locked in it, Mamba from within. People taking shots at me, only hit the rim. When I'm shooting for the win, guaranteed it's going in. Ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. Blew a stack, left the club with a baddie. She said, you wanna see me? Just send the addy. Shit, we just met, but she already called me daddy. She tryna fuck me in the back of my Bugatti. She don't wanna leave me. Yeah, she know I got the juice. I got too many options, but I still don't wanna choose. Time passed, and I still don't wanna lose. It's hypnotic, man. This flow will get you loose. I've been ballin', I'm in the bag and the feeling. Money calling quit. Now let me do the talking. Yeah, I'm going hard till I'm in a coffin. I'm ballin', man, like me. Don't wanna come around often. Ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Game got reckless, y'all gon' know my name is hypnotic. Y'all can have it, bread and butter, easy buster. Keep my eight ready to rush her. Cut and grab your man, the general custer. Where's your mother?
All my sexy ladies, come on out with your hands up. And all my pretty mamas, come on out with your hands up. And if you got a body, come on out with your hands up. This one's for everybody, come on out with your hands up.
Come with it, don't run from it. H-Town in the summertime, I keep it 100.
lot of girls in my time stand. Word of Paul Wall, not one fronted. Birthday in my first year, man, I know that place like I come from it. Backstage at warehouse and 09 like a spun coming. Dad, is anyone coming before I show up there and there's no one there? These days, I could probably pack it for like 20 nights if I go in there. Back rub for my main thing, I've been stressed out. Talking to her like back then, they didn't want me, I'm blessed out. Talking to her like this drop and a million copies get pressed out. She tell me, take a deep breath, and take a deep breath, and take a deep breath, and take a deep breath.
All my sexy ladies, come on out with your hands up. And all my pretty mamas, come on out with your hands up. And if you got a body, come on out with your hands up. This one's for everybody, come on out with your hands up.
It's for Federico Fellini in the flesh. Sergio Cicchini inside his mesh. Bitch, I've been bragging since the 80s. Google me, baby, you crazy. 89 in London, pulling Benz. Type it in, Google's your friend, bruh. 14-year drug dealer and still counting. Who deserves the Medal of Freedom is my accountant. He been hula hooping through loopholes, working round shit. IRS should've had the townhouses surrounded. Banks to the lawyers, I marbled the foyer, I tore the floor up, yeah. That's for the koi fish, we been dining on oysters. I walked through the garages like multiple choices. I told them pull a Royce up, I'm getting ghosts. I'm hearing noises, I think it's the voice, but I've been banking it Deutsch.
When the money comes, we don't talk cash.
Chill.
Weatherman, them bitches know that forecast.
Sandy,
only two foreigns,
yep.
Hit the shit growling. When we hit the club, we need 10 bottles, we straight wild.
Little waitress,
hit the dealer,
what?
Make a bold charge,
chill.
Even hard top of that soft thing on that Rolls Royce.
Confused,
I just flew in with some bad bitches. I flew in, I'm in the drop top with two seats, and I only can fit about two in.
Yeah.
My niggas lying,
whoa,
got a few in.
I miss them.
Y'all in the building, and my niggas about to move in. Seminaries,
true.
Kill zone, big watches with Willstone.
Fat,
we deal drugs,
yep.
We don't deal with phones,
man.
We deal drugs,
yep.
We don't deal with phones,
man. From a boy to a king, love the rock diamonds and fancy rings. I'm a thoroughbred, real heavy mane. I'm f***ing something tonight, that's on everything. Felons who beat bodies with me, kidnappers and stick up kids, they all poly with me. Pop bottles with me, button up shirts and throwbacks. Old cats only roll when I'm in the city. And the dance floor is disgusting. Move your waistline to the bass of percussion. I'm that cool laid back Don who won't say nothing. I laugh when the nicks start.
All my sexy ladies, come on out with your hands up. And all my pretty mamas, come on out with your hands up. And if you got a body, come on out with your hands up. This one's for everybody, come on out with your hands up.
Tattoos on my face, tattoos on my neck. Pistols in my stash, one button make those eject. Those eject. Niggas tape, no effect. Won't slip, won't lose cause I won't quit. Life is hard, yeah, no shit, but I'm a real nigga so I don't bitch. That go for my whole clique, self-made, I don't owe shit. Only ride to my own shit, I'm so fly, I'm on shit. I mean so fly, I don't know shit. My offense ain't got no kinks, I don't touch guns, I got no prints. And I'm so fly, I got no tents. Ride around without no grins, why? Cause I did that in like 06, but they know this.
The bitches, dawg, are you saving them? Can a blind man see? Can a shark survive?
out of water for a week. A snitch is a snitch if he stops me speak. I don't know man nutter, I'm a product of the beach. To each his own, hard as stone. A lot of y'all niggas bought as hard as phone. Dead wrong, tryna sneak to make it a phone. Step back, nephew, I feel the heat of the chrome. G-Mon, Paw-Paw, in the heat of Macomb. Plate full of shit, nigga, I never eat it alone. Heat it alone, then I put the weed in the phone. Step back at the feet of my throne, motherfucker.
I was with these two hoes last night. They was hooked on my dick like a glass pint. They ate each other out again and again. Every time they took a break, I was sticking it in. And when I took it out, put my dick in her mouth, looked down, the other bitch was eating her out. And that's how it be, and now you see it. Just that everyday player lifestyle to me. Too short, baby. You know I never treat a bitch like a lady. You know I never stopped pimping since the 80s. And I never will. I'm the player, you can't play me. These niggas be hoes, and they know this. On the money, real players stay focused.
All my sexy ladies, come on out with your hands up. And all my pretty mamas, come on out with your hands up. And if you got a body, come on out with your hands up. This one's for everybody, come on out with your hands up. With your hands up, and if you got a body, come on out with your hands up. This one's for everybody, come on out with your hands up. All my sexy ladies, come on out with your hands up. And all my pretty mamas, come on out with your hands up. And if you got a body, come on out with your hands up. This one's for everybody, come on out with your hands up.
It's getting hard to dodge the haters when you go hard, fire, fuck, sharp as razors. I hear the track, then I snap like an alligator. Uh-huh. Everything I do is major, stack a lot of paper. Stick to the script, eyes wide, there's a lot of fakers. I'ma hit the strip with a lot of paper. Grind hard, we got them K's on us. Hypnotic in the spit, stop playing with us. You see them bad chick in my whip, macking me up. I like my whip topless, naked as fuck. Real life G shit, I ain't making it up. Buckle headlock, I got this game in a coma clutch.
I bleed forever thugging on the quest to get G's, running from enemies. Ever since the days of a seed, I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink, wonder why the police don't wanna see me stacking G's. They after a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 4-5. Beware strangers, hand on my 45, that's what the fame does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know until I'm gone. From out the gutter where the jealous motherfuckers roam. Pass the weed, let that Hennessy get to me before the penitentiary.
Niggas know who's the mind blower, the weed grower. Have you seen your doubles like Noah, the rhyme flower, B.I.G. Top notch with the Glock, check your pockets, sing your sockets. Just the way my pops taught me when I throw the drop, check them thoroughly. The bastard might spin around and try to bury me. And dead men don't make no moves. While I'm slinging in the hood, I don't fake no moves, alright? Reminiscing on my swinger days when I drove a caddy and my bitch sported finger waves. Yeah, she had the Gucci boots, I had the Rucci suit. Oshkosh, bagosh, Coca-Cola looking real cute. Junior Mafia representing Bucktown. Mac 11 cop back, niggas better duck down. Face down, you know the routine.
team, the cream, earrings. You know the drama Biggie brings. Let's get it on.
The harsh realities of life are taking toll. Even Jesus Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lust my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul. That's all I know I need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway. You need you. A lot trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost. Mount you on the cross. Whip you like a horse. Sacrifice your life to a higher force. And I'll storm your corpses. The Bronx, of course. Recognize the accent. One of the last living, still in action. General assassin. Catching any rack. Blasting any tax. Smashing any chest. Passing any test. Charles Manson in the flesh. Any last request before you meet your maker. Make so what you reap or wake up. Shaking up a storm like a Anita Baker. I'll take it straight to hell and fill your heart with hate. Incarcerate your fate and Satan's fiery lake. Then I lock the gate. Make no mistake, this shit is real as Joe. We follow the killer's code. When we come for you, tell me where will you go? Nowhere to run, hide, or find you in silence is praying. And even if you kill me, I'll still be in your fucking trick.
Your shit is ass like a tailbone. And you're trapped in your cell phone. Unless you can scratch on my cell phone. I don't wanna fucking listen to you. Bitch, your rap someone else wrote. Just to get beat up by the big kids. Just to let the big kids steal my big will. And I wouldn't do shit but just sit still. Now money's not a big deal. I'm rich, I wipe my ass with thick mail. Big bills like a platypus and caterpillars. Come to get the cannabis. I'm looking for the smoke. Cause you motherfuckers are scattering, battering everything. And I've had it with the inadequate manic. See my niggas dancing. There's a mannequin. And I'm bringing the banana back. And the fucking Hibana in the handkerchief. And I'm thinking of bringing the fucking thing in this month back. And not giving a singular fuck.
Or do or die. I got the whole entire menu memorized.
You won't leave here without a glimmer in your eye. You ain't had it like this. You ain't had it this quick. You ain't had it this lit.
Nope.
You ain't had it this live. Always a good time.
Always.
And the bitches you find, go ahead, shake it one time. Go ahead, shake it two times.
It,
she said, why you love Lottie? Told that bitch, it's my life.
She said, why you love Lottie? Told that bitch, it's my life.
Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Every damn night. Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Every damn night. If you're not with it, you're missing out. Hypnotic on a mission now.
For
I count
sure.
the money in dividends.
Sure.
I'm trying to stack it to the end. Fuck down the place where I stay at. Yeah, that's home to me. Walk in the bar and then roast to the third degree. Walk in the bar, everybody getting lit. Walk in the bar, got the baddest of bitches. Thank you for Lottie's. For saving my life,
saving
and
my life.
I'm sorry for that one time I dropped all that Sprite. It happened. Walk in the room, got them clapping. Everybody loving all my anime. Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Every damn night. Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Getting lit at Lottie. Every damn night. Every damn night. Every damn night. Every damn night.
Welcome back to the Hypnotic Show, hip hop's finest hour on the radio. Thank you, Sandra Bullock, for being a guest appearance on today's show. And then tomorrow at 8 p.m., Jennifer Ward. That's going to be the guest appearance on the show. And then on Sunday for my two-hour gospel special that I do weekly is Joel Osteen. So you don't want to miss it. Make sure to go on outthegutter.com to purchase my greatest hits, one of my 1,000 copies before they're completely gone, the physical copies, before they're gone, because once they're gone, they're gone. And then also make sure if you're trying to hire me, you can hire me through Cameo on cameo.com. And then also make sure to check me out on K9 Magazine. I was on the cover with MJ on July. And then also you can go to k9magazine.com/hypnotic. And then you can go directly. And then also anybody that's trying to send some music on here to play it on my station, send it to hypnoticshow@outlook.com. Again, that's hypnoticshow@outlook.com. And then also, if you're trying to make sure to find the last issue they did, has my article that I had for the Hypnotic Show. It was when we celebrated the 50th anniversary, the 50 years of hip-hop, and also did it with Nas interview. So definitely make sure to get that. That's on Barnes & Noble before they're sold out. So definitely do that. And then guys want to make sure to also get my Never Sleeps. The Outcome is out there, the double CD. You can purchase that everywhere. And then also get my Glory to God. Glory to God. You can get that on outthegutter.com. You can get everything there. Catch you guys tomorrow. Peace.